Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. We are right on the top line. Yesterday we learned about the Shiva Rakim, the seven layers in Shemaim. Each one houses a certain element of the spiritual reality, whether it's Malachim, etc. The highest form, the highest Madrega, is the seventh Rakia, where we have the Chayos, we have the Srafim, on top of which we have the Kisi HaKavod. Says the Gemara, Omar of Achabar Yaakov, Oid Rakia Echad Yesh, Lamala Merosh Echayos. There's actually another one, another layer, another covering, over the Chayos, over these Malachim. So the Chayos, the Srafim, they are situated in Aravos, which was the top Rukia, the top heaven, so to speak. Above them is some sort of covering, a curtain, a Rukia, over them. By the way, they're called Chayos, Miloshen Chius, life. They exude pure life. They're light, they're moving, they're not weighed down. They're an expression of true life. So on top of them, there's another Rakia. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Zudmus al Rosh HaYachaya, Rakia, Ke'in HaKerach HaNoira. So above the Chaya, there's some sort of Rakia, a spread over them. Says the Gemara, Ad Kan Yesh Lachol Rishus L'Davar. Until this point, until the seventh Rakia and the coverage over the Chaya, that's your limit. Until which point you could discuss and contemplate. It's within our ability to relate to it, albeit on a spiritual level, but we can relate to it. But past that is beyond our reach, beyond our comprehension. Mekam be'eloch ein lecha rishus ladaber. Past that, you're not allowed to. You have no ability to relate to. It's beyond even the deepest of the deep. Shekein kosa b'sefer ben sira. The Gemara elsewhere, several times we find the Gemara will quote from this book of wisdoms called Sefer ben sira. And he used to say like this, B'muf l'mechal tidrash. Don't try to expound on things which are beyond you. U'b'muchus l'mechal tachka. Don't try to investigate things which are hidden from you. B'ma shorshesel hizboinen. You have enough. You have enough to do with things that are within your reach. B'ma shorshesel hizboinen. Contemplate into things that you may, that you could. Ein lecha esek b'nestorois. Let go of the hidden and the secrets that are beyond you. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omar Rabban Yoichar Ben Zakkai. Ma tshuva, heshivosoi baskoi lo Isa Rasha. Isa Rasha here is Nebuchadnezzar. What response did he get from Hashem? What basko rang out? Bisho shomar e'ele el-bomese of, e'dam ele-elyon. When he said, look, I'm going to rise up in a cloud and all the way to Shemayim and equate myself, chas v'shom, with Hashem. What was the response from Hashem? Yotzus a baskel v'amrali. A baskel rings out and tells him, look, Rasha ben Rasha. Here Rasha, son of Rasha, ben benoy shel Nimrod Rasha, the grandson or descendant of Nimrod. What did Nimrod do? Nimrod, as his name, is Merida. Shehimrid es kolo ilam kulo olav v'malchusa. He caused the world to rebel against Hashem during Nimrod's reign, during his malchus. He was busy rebelling against Hashem and asserting himself. And you're continuing the tradition. You're keeping the legacy. Let me put you in your place. Let me enlighten you and present you the perspective, what we're speaking about here. Kama shneiser shel adam. How long does a person live? Shivim shana. Okay, 70. Shenemar yimei shneiseinu b'hem shivim shana. Typically it's 70. Yivim begvurois. If it's super strong, it's Shmoinim Shana. Okay, so 70, 80 years. It's not going to get you too far. V'aloimena Eretz al Rakia. The distance between Earth until the first Rakia. Rabbi Nachman says we're speaking about Divrei Kabbalah here, not necessarily physical things, more spiritual things. There's all kinds of concepts of distance, the physical world and the spiritual world. In any case, the Rakia is very far away. It takes 500 years to get there. How thick is the Rukia itself? The first Rukia. Another 500 years worth. V'chein, and the same distance is duplicated bein kol rukia v'rukia, between each one of these layers, between each one of these seven rukim, the gap between each one is 500 years worth of travel. Okay, so you get to the top, so it's pretty much 7 times 500 plus the gaps. So it's 14 times 500, we're speaking about 7,000 years of travel. We're not done, we're far from done. What's above that? The chayis, as we learned. The chayis is Israfim. Ulama lemehen chayis hakodesh. The chayis are quite large. The Gemara will now use an analogy, comparing it to sort of an animal, and we'll go from the bottom incrementally, going up to the top, part by part, bone by bone. Ragle hachayis, the bottom portion of their legs, is keneged kulam, is equal in size, equal in height, to all the rakim and the gaps that we spoke about. So we're speaking about another 7,000 years worth. Let's proceed upwards. Karsuli hachayis, the next bone, the upper bone there, is also keneged kulam, is equal in size to all those rakim as well. Shoki achayis, the next bone is keneged kulam as well. Ruchubi achayis, the next bone is keneged kulam. Yarchi achayis, the hips, also keneged kulam. Gufi achayis, the actual body of the malachim, is keneged kulam, has the same size as all these rukim put together. Savori achayis, there is necks, keneged kulam. Roshi achayis, keneged kulam. Karni achayis, the horns of the malachim, keneged kulam, are equal in size to all the rukim. And once you get to that point, you're at the highest of the high. Lemala mehen kisei kavod, Hashem's the throne. But even that takes a lot to travel through. Raglei kisei kavod keneged kulam. The legs of the kisei kavod are equal in size to all the skies. Kisei kavod keneged kulam. The actual kisei is keneged kulam. And finally, melech kel chay v'kayim ram v'nisa sheikh alem, which was Hashem himself kavod yachol. And you're going to say, Va'ato Marta El Bomase of Adam Elya, and you can travel upstairs and join Hashem Chasav Shalom. You're not going to get too far. Rather, Ach El Shoil Turad El Yarkis Eber, you'll descend down to the deepest of the deep into Gehenim. The Mishnah spoke about limiting our discussion pertaining to these lofty esoteric topics. V'loy b'merkava b'yachad, you're not meant to engage in discussion regarding Masa Merkava, the heavenly arrangement, the heavenly chariot, even with a yachid. Unless this yachid is a quite lofty fellow. He's a chacham, he's mevin midaita. You just give him a couple of headlines and he gets it. So he has it within him to figure things out without much expression, without delving, without making a scene. And that keeps the concepts and the musagim on the wraps, and is covered, is honorable for this concept. Tani Rabchia, aval moisran loy rashi prakim. So although we were careful not to expound on these concepts with an individual, but if you can just give him the headlines, rashi prakim, a couple of hints, and he can get the rest, that's okay. Amar Rabzeira, a moisran rashi prakim elal avbez. Who's going to be Zeicha to have Rashi Prakim? You can only hand it over to a Av of the Best. Ulochol Mishali Boy Doyeg Bekirboy. And likewise, to any person who is Liboy Doyeg, he's very sincere, very Erlach. So it's either the Av Bezdin, or a person who displays fine character traits and he takes it very seriously. Ikadarmi is another version of this statement. Vahu. Both conditions have to be met. You can pass on this information in a brief, concise fashion to an Av Bezdin who is Liboy Doyeg Bekirboy, who has this quality as well. Amar Abami, a Moisrin Sisrei Torah. All these secrets of Torah, Rashi says, Masa Merkava, Sefer Yetzirah, Masa Bereishis, all these things you only hand over to a person who's worthy of it. He displays these five qualities. Sar Chamishim, he's 50 years old. He's reached that point of maturity. Venesu Panim, he's a highly respected member of the community. V'yoyetz, he has the secrets of the Ibur HaChodesh, Ibur HaShana, all the mathematical calculations pertaining to the heavenly bodies. V'chacham, charoshim, he's so wise that as soon as he starts speaking, everybody turns to him. They ignore, as though they're deaf, they ignore everybody else, and they go straight to him. He's speaking such pearls of wisdom. V'navoin, Navan is maven dover mitachdover, he really has that added wisdom. And lochash, he is worthy of being whispered to. We whisper to him the brief descriptions of these things of Masa Bereishis and Masa Merkava. V'amar b'yami, ein moisrin divrei Torah, lo'ovid k'chav. You're not meant to hand over divrei Torah to a goy. Shenamar lo'yosu kein l'chal goy. U'mishpatim bal yidom, Hashem doesn't want us to do that. Mishpatim bal yidom, they're not meant to be informed of our mishpatim. Asks Tosfos. Don't we already know this halacha from a Gemara in Sanhedrin? Ein k'chav ha'isik b'Torah. A guy who learns Torah is Chayiv Misa. So it's much more than just a recommendation based on a pasuk and Tehillim. A Chayiv Misa. And says Tosfos, that's speaking when he can't really achieve the knowledge on his own, so you can't sit down and teach it to him. But let's say he has access to the Torah. He can go online. He has access to the Torah. And now you're just helping him out. In that case, he says, you're not really being over on Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mechshol. Right, the kasha was, he gets Misa for learning it. You can't hand him something which brings about Misa. It's like, Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mechshol. You're not meant to pose an obstacle in front of a blind man. But in this case, where he has access on his own, you're just making it easier for him. Lifnei Iver doesn't apply. But there's another concern based on this pasuk. Lo yasa chen echa goy. Keep away, withhold the Torah from the goy. Oh, Marle Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lazar. To agmurach b'masa merkava. Come, I'll teach you Masa Merkava. You want to hear? Amalei, so Blazer responds, like I show you, I'm not mature, I'm not old enough to be worthy of learning these topics. Kikosh, when he got older, and he was holding at the point that he was worthy, boom, nach nafshei Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon passed away. Amalei, Rabbi Asi was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, and turns to Blazer, talk about Agmarach, Masa Merkava. Come, I'll teach you Masa Merkava. Amalei, so Blazer responds, Izakoi, had I have been worthy, I would have learned it not from you, the Talmud. I would have had it from you, Rabbi Rabbi Yechon. Apparently, I wasn't zeicher to it. And the Pesukei Riyaz says we find that even the Gedolei Chachamim would hesitate and would refrain from delving into these topics. They considered these topics to be too far beyond, and they didn't see themselves worthy of engaging in these topics. So he avoided it. And he didn't learn it. Rabbi Yosef have a gomer Masa Merkava. Rabbi Yosef had actually learned Masa Merkava, and Sabe de Pumbedisa, other Chachamim from Pumbedisa, have a tonne of Masa Bereishis. They didn't know Masa Merkava, which speaks about the heavenly spiritual realms. They learned Masa Merkava, which pretty much discusses the physical aspect of how Hashem created the world, basically the events that occurred during Sheshis and Bereishis. Actually, a little more than the psukim describe, it's more like the inner workings of the bria, but more in a physical sense. Pretty much what the Rambam in the beginning of Yisrael Torah goes through. He says that those are discussions about Masa Bereishis. He speaks about the four elements that we find in the world and how the stars rotate. All these things are called Masa Bereishis. Pretty lofty, but not in the same level of Masa Merkava. So he learned Masa Merkava, and they knew Masa Bereishis. Amrlei, so they approached him and they said, Ligmar lan Masa Merkava. Ligmar lan Mar, Masa Merkava. We know one half of the story. Could he teach us the other half? Masa Merkava. Amrlei, he says, look, we'll make a fair swap. Agbarunli, Masa Bereishis. You teach me Masa Bereishis, which I don't know. Okay, so they agreed. Basa the Agmar, once they taught him the Masa Bereishis, Amrlei, so they told him, okay, keep your deal. Ligmar lan Mar, be Masa Merkava. Can you teach us Masa Merkava? Amrlei, he tells them, look, after having associated with you, I don't think you really, he didn't see them to be worthy of this type of limud, and he kept it away. Tanina Buhu, we apply the following pasuk pertaining to Masa Merkava. Dvash v'cholov tachas l'sheinich. And we learn, dvarim ha'masukim medvash v'cholov, things that are sweeter than honey and milk, the secrets of the Torah, yihu tachas l'sheinich, should remain embedded beneath your tongue and not revealed to others. So you refuse to teach it to them. Rav Avoh Amar Bar Hacha, from the following pasuk, we see the same. Kvasim l'vushecha. We darshan. Dvarim shem kivshayna. Instead of kvasim, it's kvashim. Things which are the hidden secrets of the world. Kivshayna shel oilam. You, tachas l'vushecha, should remain beneath your garments, under wraps. Amalei said the sabed pumbadisa. Told Rav Yosef, actually, we learned part of the psukim in Yecheskel, which describe the heavenly arrangements of the malachim. Taninan behu ad vayomer elai ben adam. So in Yecheskel, we have the first perek, which ends, last few psukim end with a description of the malachim and the chashmal, things that we're going to learn about soon. So that's the last two psukim, and then we have the next parak, which begins with Vayomer Elai Ben Adam. So the Sabi Pumbatisa Torah Vesa, you know, we learned in depth, we comprehended the first parak of Yecheskel all the way to, until, not including the second parak, which begins with this pasuk Vayomer Elai Ben Adam. So he told him, oh, you got it. Amar Lahen, Amalu, Hein Hein Masam Merkava. If you learned until this point, you've gone through Masam Merkava as well. You don't need to learn anything from me. Because the last two psukim of the first parak, that is the essence of Masa Merkava. Meisve asks the Gemara Kasha on this. The last two psukim of parak 1 on Masa Merkava, the Brisa says, Adhechan, Masa Merkava. When you learn through the first parak of Yecheskel, until what point is Masa Merkava? Rabbi Aymer Adve Eir Basra. So if you look at the parak of Yecheskel there, you have three times the term ve'era. Until the last ve'era in the parak, which is pretty much the beginning of the second to the last pasuk, until that point is Masa Merkava, which sounds like the last two psukim are outside, are beyond, are past Masa Merkava, not discussing this topic. That's a Rebbe. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer ad ha-chashmal. A bit further, another two words. Because ve'era ke'en ha-chashmal. So until chashmal is Masa Merkava. Which implies that past that is no longer Masa Merkava, which doesn't fit with Rav Yosi, who told them that the last and final psukim of that first parak is Masa Merkava. And says the Gemara, the other way around. We misunderstood the Braisa. Ad ve'era migmarinan. Braisa meant like this. There are two parts to Masa Merkava. The most simple surface description of the malachim, and that goes on until, and not including the last two psukim of the first parak. So you start the first parak, you read until the last two psukim, not including. So that's a lower level of Masa Merkava, which we're allowed to learn, we're allowed to engage in. The secrets aren't so deep. And va'era magmurina. Until that point, we can learn. Mikan ve'eloch. But once you get to that point, once you get to that last va'era, once you get to the last two psukim of parak aleph Yecheskel. Masrin and Rashi Prakim. Here we're speaking about the most loftiest concepts, secrets that are not allowed to be revealed, rather only in a very subtle way, as we explained earlier. Ikad Amri is another version, slightly different. Ad Ve'era Masrin and Rashi Prakim. Until Ve'era, we can teach in a subtle form, just giving over the headlines to the Talmud, for him to understand on his own. Mekan Ve'elach, past that, that's already higher and deeper. Imu chacham even medata. Even if he's a chacham, I can comprehend through his internal capabilities. Fine, so we allow him to partake. Iloi loi, but otherwise we don't teach it. So bottom line is, it seems like we have two halakim, two levels, two phases of Masa Merkava, all in the first parak of Yecheskel until last two psukim. That's the lighter phase. Once you get to the last two psukim, now we're dealing with heavy and deep secrets. Asks the Gemara, Umi darshina b'chashmal. So chashmal is, within the last two psukim there. Is one allowed to engage in learning chashmal? A person who's roy, a person who's worthy, is abet, all these madregas, but is it possible for a human being to comprehend? Is it allowable? Is it accessible? V'ha, we have a story. V'ahu yinuk, there was this youngster, the darsh b'chashmal. He was studying chashmal, and what happened? He got burnt up. V'nafka nura v'achalte. A fire came flying out and burnt him up. Apparently, you're not meant to engage in learning those topics. Shani yenuka. Ah, young man, he's different. D'lev mati zimne. A young boy is too young. He hadn't yet reached the age of maturity. which make him roy to learn this. But if somebody who is at that level is allowed to learn. Reminds me of a story with the Chavetz Chaim's Rebbe. Chavetz Chaim had a Rebbe called Rav Nachum Mehorodna. Big tzaddik, a big... Chavetz Chaim said that he probably one of the Lamed Vav tzaddikim. He wasn't so well known, a humble man, but a huge tzaddik. And he was the Chavetz Chaim's Rebbe. He had an interesting practice. Listen to this. Every night, he would disappear into the shul. Shul was dark, locked up. He would go in there himself. Only he had the key. He would come in and spend some time there. Chavetz Chaim was a bacher then, a youngster, and he was curious. What is this Rebbe doing in the shul all the night? He decided he's going to investigate. He's going to figure this out. So that night, by Ma'ariv, after davening, he slipped under a bench. So nobody sees him. They all left the shul. They shut the lights, locked the door. And he was waiting under the bench, waiting and waiting, pitch black darkness. A couple hours later, he hears footsteps approaching the shul. Lock opens up, the door creaks open, somebody walks in, and he's listening from underneath the bench, how he's approaching the bima, and suddenly he sees light, fire, something beyond, something supernatural, a spiritual fire, enveloping his Rebbe, who was standing and learning, apparently learning Kabbalah or whatever, by the bima, in a dark shul. The malachim, the srafim, the chayis, they came to listen. They enveloped him in this heavenly, most beautiful fire. And he was watching it. He's like, I can't believe it. But now he knew what his Rebbe does in the middle of the night. And he revealed it later to Talmidim, perhaps, after his Rebbe's Ptirim. So the Eish, the heavenly spiritual fire that enveloped the tzaddik, when he was engaged in the highest form of learning Torah, connecting to Hashem, it's Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenitz before the war. So when he heard the story, he says, look, you know what impresses me more? That the fact that Rav Nachum was zoicha to the malachim surrounding him, the fire enveloping him. Okay, we know Rav Nachum was a big tzaddik. But the pella, the wonder to me is that the Chavetz Chaim as a youngster, as a bachur, was zoicha to, it's not a physical fire that you just see. It's something that you comprehend, that you relate to, if you're really zoicha to it. As a bachur, as a young bachur, he was zeichet to see this fire, these malachim surrounding his Rebbe. That's impressive. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Baram. But in truth, Zachor Oysoy Ishla Toiv. There was a person who will always be remembered for the good. Who's this fellow? The Chananya ben Chizki Shmoy. The big tzaddik, the big chacham Chananya ben Chizki. Il Molihu, if not for him, Nignaz Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel would have been put away into shameless. Why? Show you Dvorov Seisrin Divrei Torah. Because it appeared like the words of Yecheskel contradict Divrei Torah. The Gemara here doesn't bring the details, but elsewhere the Gemara speaks about, for instance, there's a pasuk there. A Kohen may not be eating an Avela. Only a Kohen? What about a Yisrael? So a lot of things which seem to contradict the halachas of Torah. But he says, look, Yecheskel wrote it. It's reliable. It's authentic. We have to figure it out. We have to break our heads to figure it out. What did he do? He went for it. Ma'os, heluloi gimel meis garbi shemen. They brought him up 300 barrels of oil so he can use for kindling, for a light at night. V'yoshev baliyah v'darsha. He sat up on the second floor. He quarantined himself. That's it. Until I figure it out. And he clarified all the words in Sefer Yecheskel. Tana Rabbana Masa Betinik Echad was a story involving a youngster. Sheikoyer Beis Rabbi B'Sefer Yecheskel. He was learning Sefer Yecheskel by his Rebbe. V'Yameivin B'Chashmal. And he had the proper understanding. He was able to comprehend. Somehow he was on a level. He was able to understand the true meaning of Chashmal. These Pesukim of Masa Merkava V'Yotza Eish M'Chashmal V'Sarfa. And a fire came out from that word, from the concepts that he was learning, and incinerated him. Vikshu Lignei Sefer Yecheskel. As a result of this story, they decided, we're going to hide Sefer Yecheskel. We don't want people to have access to it and put them in danger. Amar lehem Chananya ben Chizki. So Chananya tells them, Im ze chacham, just because this youngster happens to have been a chacham, that's an anomaly, that's unusual. Kol chachamim heim. You think everybody has this madrega, all youngsters will understand, they'll be affected by the words of Yecheskel. Nothing to worry about. Ma'i chashmal. What does the word chashmal mean? Amar Yehuda, chayis eish memalalis. chashmal. Chayos, the malachim, eish memalus. When they speak, it's fiery words. Masay satan, on the brayse we learned. Chashmal means chash, silence, and mal, expression, speaking. Itim chashashos, at times they are silent. Itim memalus, at times they speak, and they sing shira. When is that? B'sha'a. Shadibur Yotze, B'Yakadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem is speaking and giving Nevuah, Chashayis, it's time for them to be silent. U'b'shah, Shein Adibur Yotze, B'Yakadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem is not speaking, M'malois, they speak. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, V'Chayis, Rotzoi V'Shoiv, K'mari HaBazak. The Chayis run to and fro, like the flash of fire coming through the Bazak, coming through some broken shards of pottery. My Rotzoi V'Shoiv, what does Rotzoi V'Shoiv mean? How do we describe this? Amar vida ku'ur hayoytzim piakivshin, like a flame of a fire flying out of the smelting pots. Sometimes like the fire just jumps out for a second, jumps back in like a lightning that comes and goes. You know, the Svarim, especially the Hasidish Svarim, cite this Gemara, this Pasuk, of Rotzev v'shoiv, going and coming, a person rises and gets inspired by an inspiring event, a good word, a Musar Shemuza, a Yamtiv. But then you have to come back to reality. You take that inspiration and you bring it back into this world. We have to live, we eat and sleep with human beings. Things aren't always so inspirational and lofty. So it's a rotzai. You fly up, you grab a hold of that inspiration, v'shoiv, and you return, bring it back down to reality and incorporate it into our lives. So that inspiration is amazing, but we can't live inspirational our whole life. We take that inspiration and use it to propel ourselves further in our ordinary day-to-day life. So that's the Rotzoi V'Shoiv. My Kemari HaBozok. So they're running to and fro and there's a flash. Kemari HaBozok. Omer Yisrael Chanina Ku'ur HaYoytzim Ben HaCharosim, like a little fire, a flame coming between the pieces of cheres in the smelting pot. So Yecheskel describes as follows. Va'era, I saw the following vision. V'hinei Ruach Sa'ara Ba'amen Atzafan. There's a stormy wind arriving from the north, from Bavel, is described in Nebuchadnezzar, Onon Godol, a great cloud, Ve'ishmus Lakachas, a fire of Venegli Saviv, surrounded by brightness, Umatoicha Genachashma Matoichesh. Leichon Azal, where was this stormy fire going to? It was coming from Bavel, what for? Omar Vida Marav, it was representative, it was indicative of some major event taking place in the world. Shaholach lichboish es kol ha'olam kula. Hashem was coming forward, so to speak, to conquer the whole world and submit it into Nebuchadnezzar's malchus, to subjugate the world under his malchus. Shaholach lichboish es kol ha'olam kula tachas Nebuchadnezzar rosh. Why? What's the point of doing this? V'kol kach lama. Shalal yamir umas ha'olam. Kol Yisrael were meant to go into Galus at that point. Go into Bavel. Hashem didn't want us to fall into the hands of just some nitpick guy. It's not honorable for us. Hashem wanted to give us an honorable galus. So we're subject to a great king, a powerful king. The nations of the world shouldn't be able to say, shouldn't degrade Klal Yisrael by saying, look, Biyad Uma Shefela Masar Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bon of Hashem handed over his sons to just some lowly nation. Jesus brings the Gemara in Gittin, Kol ha-meitza li Yisrael nasa roish. Whoever challenges Klal Yisrael, makes it difficult, is usually in a high position. This is the point. Hashem wants us to have an honorable galus, an honorable einish. If we need to be there, at least let it be becovered. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result of this, Hashem says, Mi goram li she'eya shamash lo'evdik psilim. Who caused me to be a shamas, to serve the goyim, to prop them up, to give them authority? Avani essentially Yisrael and Gormali. The various of Yisrael, which required them to go into Golos, and subsequently have to go ahead and prop up the goyim, who are going to host them. So Yecheskel speaks further. Va'era, I saw the following vision. Va'era ha'chayus. So these are the malachim. V'hinei oifan echad bar. It's oifan is one of the types of malachim. Oifanim v'chayis ha'kodesh. So I saw him as follows. He extended from the aretz. Oifan echad baretz. It's la'chayis. He was on the aretz. And he was near the chayis. The question is, the chayis are not on the aretz. Where the chayis? on the top of the world, the Arava, the seventh Rukia. So how could the Oifan be on the one hand Ba'aretz and on the other hand by the Chayos? Omer Belozer, generally not, but there's a specific Malach who extends from here to there. Malach Echad Shu Oimed Ba'aretz, it's a Malach who stands on the Oretz, V'roisha Magia Itzla Chayos. And his head extends all the way to the Chayos. Masisa Tana, the Brisa we learn, son Dalfan Shemoy, that's his name, Hagavoy Mechaveru, Malach HaMeshmeyes Shana, he's 500 years taller than his colleagues. So you'll ask, well, the Eretz is way more than 500 years from the Chayes, as we learned earlier. So the Mepharshim say that the Oifen here isn't literally Ba'aretz. He's lower than the Chayes. So he's relatively Ba'aretz. He sort of relates to us here on Earth, as we're going to see in a minute. So what is he doing? He stands behind Hashem's Merkava. He affixes crowns to Hashem Kaviyachal. Tosis brings, the ksorim are mitfilos and shal tzadikim u'oisa atoris. He takes the tfilis of Klal Yisrael and uses them to adorn Hashem. So that's what it means, he's ba'aretz. It means he relates to the events down here on earth. He reaches over to our tfilis and brings them out to Hashem. Aini, is that so that you can just position yourself behind Hashem? V'ksiv, the pasuk says, baruch v'od Hashem im kaimai. So they bless Hashem im kaimai without knowing where he is. Michlal, apparently. Nobody knows exactly where Hashem is. Hashem is beyond makim. So how can he relate to Hashem? D'amar shem atag. The answer is he would apply a shem ha'mefirish to this crown. And the crown itself would find its way to Hashem. To Hashem's head, kaviyach. Amar Rav. Find something interesting. Very interesting. Yecheskel HaNavi elaborated in great detail. He was very specific, very excited about what he saw. I saw this, I saw that. Whereas Yeshaya HaNavi presented his vision in a more subtle fashion, in a more toned down expression. Amar Rava. The truth is they both experienced the same thing. Kol Shiro Yecheskel, whatever Yecheskel saw, Ra Yeshaya, Yeshaya experienced as well. So why that difference in the way they describe? Because Yecheskel is doima leben kfar shiro samalach, like a villager who got once in a lifetime opportunity. He saw the president, he saw the king. He relates it with such great excitement and in minute detail. That's how Yecheskel described his visions and his experiences. Ulamai Yeshayu doima. What's Yeshayu compared to? Leben krach shiro samalach, a city dweller. He sees the king, you know, every Monday and Thursday. He sees the king. Nothing exciting about it. So his presentation was a more subtle, toned-down presentation. Amr Yish Lakish, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Ashir al Hashem, I'll sing to Hashem, ki goy go. He raised above the ones that are raised. Shira lemishim is goy al agim. I'll sing and praise to Hashem who is above those who are raised themselves. So he's beyond the ones that are even elevated. He's elevated over the elevated. Damar mar. Melech shebechayis ari. Amongst the animals, who's the king? Who's the most courageous? The melech. He is the ari, the lion. Melech shebebehemis, amongst the animals, the shor, the ox. Melech shebeivis, amongst the birds, nesher. Eagle flies the highest. V'adam is goy aleim. And a person, oh, he considers himself to be more powerful than all these. He rules all the animals. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Goel Kulam. Hashem is above the person as well. So Hashem is Ki Goi Go. Val Kolayim Kulam. Kosev Echadoyim. We have a stira within the Pesukim in Yecheskel describing the Merkava, which contained four forms: the face of a person who rules the animals, right? The face of the lion, Melech of the Chayis, an image of an eagle, who is the Melech of the Eifes. And a shor. So all are represented in Hashem's Kisei HaKav, Hashem's Merkav. Udmus Pneim, Pnei Adam, we have the face of a person. Upnei Ari, Elayamin. On his right, we have the lion's face. Lar Ba'atam, and all these images were really sort of a montage. They incorporated the other images as well. So primarily it was a person's face or a lion's face, but it had elements of the others as well. It sort of all incorporated into each other and complement each other. Upnei Ashur, Masmol, on the left of the Adam was Ashur, Lar Batim, so a total of four images. So person, lion, ox, and, oh, we're missing one, the Vegaimer. It's the Nesher, right, the eagle. Okay, Uksiv, next pasuk says, four seconds later, Varbo Panam Le'echad. Here are the four Panam. Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv. One is a Kruv, a young child. Upnei Hashem, Pnei Adam. Second one is an image of a person. Varshlishi, Pnei Ari, we have the lion. Varvi, Pnei Nesher, eagle. What happened to the ox? Vilu Shor Le'echashiv. Amrish Lakish. Initially it was there. Yecheskel asked Hashem to remove it, to replace it with the Kruv. Yecheskel Bikish Olav Rachmim. And turned the ox into a kruv. Why? Amar lefanav. Ribonishle. Kateger, a prosecutor. Yasas haneger. Can turn into a defense advocate. The image of the shur is reminiscent of our avera. Tremendous avera, the eagle. Right? Part of the same family. The shur, the eagle. So we don't want that upstairs. How can the kateger advocate on our behalf? We need rachmanas upstairs. Rashi says, "Onutzrichem sheyivakshu markavay secha aleinu rachmim." The merkava has to beseech upon for us, so we don't want the shor upstairs. So Hashem turned into a kruv. My kruv. What is a kruv? Amar avo kiravya kiruv, like a little child. Shekem bebavel currently yenuka ravya and bavel. They call a yenuka a child. They call him a ravya. So the Einel Yo says, based on a medrash, the point of switching it into a Ravya was to indicate, look, we were young and immature in the Midbar, Hashem, don't hold us accountable for what we did. And that's the significance of switching the Shur to the Kruv. So Kruv is a youngster. So you're going from Kruv to Adam to the other ones. Well, Kruv and Adam are the same thing. They're both human beings. Hainu pnei Kruv, hainu pnei Adam. Answer is, depends what size. Api Ravrvi, Adam is a mature face. Api Zutri, the small one, that's the Kruv. Kosev Echadoy. We have one passage which speaks about the Malachim and describing what the, how many wings they had. Pasuk says they had how many wings? Sheish Knafayim, Shneish Knafayim, Le'echad. So each one had six wings covering him. Because v'chad oimer, the next pasuk says v'arba panam la'achas v'arba knafayim la'achas lahem. So the pasuk later on in Yecheskel speaks about only four wings. So the previous pasuk is in Yeshaya. Right? Yeshaya describes them as having six wings that shield them, whereas Yecheskel goes down to four. How can that be? Well, Kasha, the answer is depends at what point in history. Kan bezman shem beis hamikdash kaim. When the beis hamikdash was standing, they had six wings. Kan bezman shem beis hamikdash kaim. After beis hamikdash was destroyed, they lost two wings. Kaviyachol, as though to say, shenismatu kan v'achayos, that two of those wings were deleted, were removed. Hai menayu imut, which ones were taken away? Amar Rav Chanano, or Rav Oisin shem neshira behind, the ones that are used for shira, the middle ones. So we have two on top over the face, two over the legs, and two in the middle of the body. Those used for Shira. Because over here we speak about two of those wings that are used to fly around and to sing Shira. It says, V'shtayim yo'eifeif v'kor zel zev amar. So those two help them fly around and sing Shira. Uksiv, and we have another pasuk in Mishlei, Hasif einecha bo'i ve'inenu. So we have a drasha, Losn Hasif yo'eifeif can sometimes be removed and diminished. So the shtayim yo'eifeif were taken away as a direct result of the Churban HaMikdash. And Rashi says, that corresponds to Yecheskel and Yeshaya. Yeshaya spoke about the Malachim in full gear, full uniform Kaviyachal, their full capacity, when the Mikdash was around and everything was in place. Whereas the Pasuk speaking about four is Yecheskel speaking. He says, Shkvar Giyah Zman Sheyechorev, the time for the Churban arrived, and Bekariv was about to be destroyed. V'nismat v'amal shamalan, the heavenly arrangement, the Malachim were affected as well, because we, Kaviyachal, we sort of influence everything, even upstairs. So Kali Yisrael's shortcomings and Averis affected the entire arrangement upstairs, and they lost some capacity to sing Shira, etc. So according to Rav, the middle section was missing. The Shtayim Yo'ifiv. Rabbanon Amri, and other Rabbanon say differently. Oyeson Shemachas Ben Ragleim, the two wings which they used to cover to shield their feet. Those went missing. Shnemar V'Ragleim Regel Yishara. Yechazkel describes the Malachim as having a straight foot. By the way, that's why we stand Shemana Esrei in that manner, because we want to stand like the Malachim. So we combine our feet. It should look like it's one single foot. So their feet were exposed. Vilav the imut. If not for the fact that their wings that used to shield and cover the legs were removed, Manava Yada, how would he know what the legs looked like? Apparently those were missing. What do you mean? Duma de Gloy. Maybe they got uncovered for a moment. V'chazile, and he saw it. Because if you don't agree to that, what about the pasuk that says, Udmus pnei pnei adam, that their faces appear like an adam? How do you see the faces, which are meant to be covered and shielded by the kanafayim? Hachanam de imut. Here too, they're going to say the wings on top of their bodies went missing. That's not true. Elodi gloy v'chazile. Apparently, they just got revealed. And you notice the faces for a moment. Hachanami, here's when it comes to the legs. The gloy v'chazile. Perhaps the legs got revealed and allowed him access. Okay, hashta. Well, how could you compare two things? Bishle me'ape. When it comes to the malach's face, oirach ara. The gluye kamei rabbi. It's appropriate for the malach to reveal his face in front of his rabbi, so perhaps he saw them in action. Kari, but his legs, lava rach aro, it's not the rach eros, the gluye kamei rabbi for a malach to reveal in front of his rabbi. And other than the theory that we had that the wings were totally removed, there's no other way to explain how he was able to notice the legs. So we have two shitas, which wings went missing, the bottommost or the middle layer. We have another stira regarding the malachim and shemai. There's a pasuk in Daniel. Kosevechad oimer, elef alfen yisham shunei. Thousands upon thousands of malachim serve Hashem. Veriboy rivavon kodemo yukumon. Tens of thousands stand before him. So we have a number. Kosevechad oimer. The other pasuk says, limitless. Beyond numbers. Hayesh mispa legdulav. Is any way of applying a number to Hashem's battalions of malachim? So does it have a number or not? The answer is depends what point in history. Kam is Manshabes HaMikdash Kaim, but the Mikdash was standing. Everything was unlimited and bleakful. Kam is Manshabes HaMikdash Kaim, after the Churban Mikdash, things were diminished and minimized. Kaviyachol, Shinismata, Pamal Shomali, Hashem's Pamal, Hashem's entourage was affected by our misdeeds. So the heavenly arrangement is reflective and indicative of our Madrig in this world. We generate the power, we create the Malachim, it's all dependent upon us. Tanya, Rabbi Yomi, he has another pshat, another answer to the kash. Meshum Abba Yosef ben Nisoy. Elef alfin yisham shunei. When we speak about thousands, that's mispar gdud echad. That's the number of malachim in one battalion, in one group. Ulu gdudav ein mispar. The other pasuk speaks about how many battalions there are. Ein mispar, no limit to that. Rabbi Yira ba'aba Omar, here's another teretz. Elef alfin yisham shunei lahar adinar. Thousands upon thousands, they relate to nahar dinar, some sort of phenomenon Shemaim. Shanemar Nahar Dinar Negad V'Nafak Mekademoy Elef Alfen Yisham Shunei. So the thousands pertain to this river called Nahar Dinar. V'Ribur V'Vavim Kademoy Yekuman. But the other Malachim, the limitless Malachim, that's something unrelated to Nahar Dinar. Rather, they're Hashem's entourage. Says the Gemara, once we're on the topic of Nahar Dinar, where does it flow from? What creates Nahar Dinar? Meichan Nafik. The answer is Mizayos and Shalchayes. The sweat, they tremble, they fear from Hashem. The sweat generates this river. Leichan Shafak. Where does it flow to? Amrav Zutzer Batuv Yamarav Al Reish Rishon BeGehenem. It's applied to the Gehenem, the Rishon Gehenem. Shnemar Nahini Saaras Hashem Chemo Yotzo Besar Mischilil Al Reish Rishon Yocha lands on the Rishon. Rav Achabar Yaakov Amar. This Nahar Dina was applied to the following. Al Asher Kumtu. Kumtu is a lashon of decreed. There were certain neshamas that were meant to have been created, but never were created at that time. Rather, Hashem dispersed them throughout the Duras, as we're going to see in a minute. So somehow the Nahar Dinar relates to those neshamas. Shnema asher kumtu v'lo yeis Nahar Yitzhak Yisoydem. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon HaChassid. Who are these neshamas, these unborn neshamas? Elo Teshami Ois Vishivim Ba'arba Ders. 974 generations, Shakumta, which were meant to, Libaras, to be created, Koidem Shinibra Oilam, before Brias Oilam. But like never, they were not created. Let's go to Rashi on top here. Koidem Shinibra Oilam. Before the Brias Oilam, Hashem had decided to create 1,000 generations before Matan Torah. Nigzar Alem Libaras Leis Koidem Matan Torah. To give the world the opportunity to develop and be worthy of the Torah. So we need 1,000 generations to that point. L'kayim Hashemar, fulfillment of the pasuk, Dover Tzivah L'Elav Der, Torah was given L'Elav Der. Ru'uya Toysa Torah, L'Nos L'Soif L'Elav Der, initially the Torah was meant to be given after 1,000. It didn't pan out. K'sherosh, she'en o'ilam iskayim b'lay Torah, once Hashem saw it, the world can't survive without Torah. It's not going to work. Amad v'tardin, Hashem removed those neshamis, v'nesan al-soichav b'v'deris, instead, Torah was given merely after 26 deris. So what happened to all those unborn Hashemis? Continues the Gemara. Hashem took them, removed them, and replanted them, dispersed them throughout the Duras. Now really, these Hashemis are pre-Matan Torah Hashemis, which aren't really so lofty. They're a little bit on the crude side. They don't have the Kedushas HaTorah, which helps us purify ourselves and prove ourselves. So these neshamas are as a part of, they have a certain element of brazenness and roughness. Therefore Hashem didn't bring them out all at once. Those are the brazen people you find in the Doris, from the, they're taken from that supply of the pre-Matan Torah neshamas. And Tesis brings that really why are they getting the Nahar Dina, what's not their fault, not doing anymore. So Mepharshim say means this like this, that these neshamis are the azeponim, aren't really well-behaved people, and therefore eventually they get the Nahar Dinor gets applied to them to purify them, to set them straight, to punish them, whatever. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, he has another shot in this pasuk. Asher kumtu v'lo yeis nahar yitzchak yisoidem. He puts a positive twist on it. Asher kumtu levracha d'chsev. The pasuk is expressing something positive actually. Elo tamid chachamim. Asher kumtu ad tamid chacham shemekamtim Bach says shemekamtim es asron mishena ad riter. They force themselves, they pain themselves, they invest great effort, they go sleepless nights in order to learn Torah b'olam hazeh. And as a reward, they get this Nahar Dinor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal lehem soid l'mabal, so Lord Hashem reveals to them the secrets of Torah, the hidden portion of Torah, and reconnects them to the most lofty and esoteric and depths of Torah, of Torah Kedosh. Shenemar Nahar Yitzchak Yisoidem. So they get the Nahar, the Yisoidem, the Lashon of Soid of the Torah, as a schar for them toiling and putting in so much great efforts in this world, which takes them only up until a certain point. Hashem completes it and gives them the Soidus HaTorah, connects them to the deepest points of Torah, deepest points of connection to Hashem, Losolav. Okay, let's make a quick chazara of today's daf. We learned about the Shiva Rakiyim and the distance between each Rakiya. We learned about Mechad Netzer attempting to rise up and climb upstairs, and Hashem tells him, you're a Rasha, and you're not going to make it upstairs. We learned about the qualifications of a student who one may teach Masa Merkava too. We had the story of the fires that consumed the youngsters who engaged in Masa Merkava prematurely. We learned about the Chayas being Ratzi V'Shoiv. We learned about the Nuchad Netzar being propped up in order to be able to host Klal Yisrael honorably. We learned about this Malach Sandalfine who reaches down to our Tefillahs and brings them up to Hashem. We learned about the difference between Cheskel, who so excitedly related his experiences, whereas Yeshaya, who was more accustomed to it, related in a more toned-down fashion. We learned about how our Maasim affect the heavenly entourage, the Chum Reis HaMikdash, diminish the Koyach of the Malachim. And we learned about the Talmid HaChamim, people who are Meis HaNefesh V'Torah, they're Zeichat at the Soidus Elam Haba. Psurus Tevis and Hatzlacha Rabbah to you.